Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A proposed excise tax on tobacco raised some concerns from members of the Kenai Peninsula Borough at their Tuesday night meeting. The suggested ordinance would enact a borough-wide excise tax on tobacco products, which in turn would help reduce the number of individuals smoking in the area. Several boroughs and municipalities in the state impose excise taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products, including the municipality of Anchorage, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, and the city and borough of Juneau. According to a memo from President Brent Johnson and Assemblymembers Cindy Eklund and Mike Tupper, the Center for Disease Control Office of Smoking and Health has estimated a 10% increase in price to reduce overall cigarette consumption by 3-5%. President Johnson says that currently, tobacco companies are spending around $8 billion a year on advertising in order to get people to use their products. The problem isn't trying to get the older generation to stop smoking, but rather ensuring that the younger generation doesn't want to start.
It's the children that are susceptible to beginning to use tobacco products. According to a study I read, the average age for a child for a smoker to begin is 15 years old. I want to do something to make them not start smoking. This isn't about stopping the use of tobacco. This is about a group of people that are young that I don't want to start.
Assemblymember Tyson Cox agrees with President Johnson about the importance of the fight against tobacco, but the definition of what's considered tobacco needs to be more direct. Therefore, while he believes his ordinance is a good idea, it needs some more work. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Permanent fund bosses vote to defy the Alaska legislature and keep their Anchorage office. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation will keep its Anchorage office, ignoring state lawmakers' instructions to shut it down. The corporation's board of trustees voted 4-2 on Thursday to continue operating the office, though board members acknowledged that the decision is likely to intensify legislative dissatisfaction with the corporation. The corporation, which manages Alaska's $80 billion trust fund, opened an Anchorage office last year in space already leased by other state agencies. State legislators criticized the action in part because the corporation's board of trustees took action without requesting legislative permission. In this year's state budget, lawmakers inserted a clause stating it is inherent to the legislature that the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation will not establish or maintain new office locations without corresponding budget increments for that purpose. So-called intent language is not legally binding, but it signaled legislative dissatisfaction with the corporation's action. Lawmakers also restructured the corporation's budget to specifically limit funding for the Anchorage office. They created a line item specifically for that office and gave it $100, less than a pittance in a document that's typically measured by the millions. The budgetary language isn't final. Governor Mike Dunleavy still must sign the budget and could use his line item veto authority, but trustees don't wait for the governor's input. After debating behind closed doors, the six-member board exited an executive session for the 4-2 vote to approve the corporation's budget and direct the executive director to keep the office open. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Sea Life Center's Wildlife Response Program has rescued two more female harbor seal pups, bringing the total number of patients to three. The first seal pup was discovered in Ketchumek Bay near Bradley Lake's power plant by kayakers on May 20th. She was spotted along the mudflats. Adding in that there was a high wind advisory, it would make a rescue extremely difficult. After many hours on the phone with Homer Water Taxis and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration law enforcement, rescue attempts had to be called off. However, 2 days later, another group called the response program with the same pup in the area. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.